Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on how to receive God's best was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, there's people right in this room, and again, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I am not here to condemn anybody. I don't want you leaving here saying, "Oh man, I'm not doing this. I'm not believing for God's best," and leave condemned. But I'm trying to motivate you that before you can start walking in God's best, you got to get to where that's what you desire, and you aren't willing to live a substandard life. You aren't willing to settle for second best. And I am just appalled. I minister to a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people, and I am appalled at how people aren't even shooting for God's best. I may not obtain everything that God has for me, but you know what? I'm shooting for it. I'm shooting for the stars, and if I miss and hit the moon, that'll be more than most people do. Amen. But there's a lot of people that you're shooting at nothing and you're hitting it every single time. There's people that are afraid to raise your expectations because hope deferred makes the heart sick, Proverbs 13:12. And so rather than even being disappointed, people just don't even want to try because I might be disappointed. This is one of the gripes I have with the medical profession, and I understand why they do it, because of liability and being sued and so many different things. But I guarantee you go in, they are not going to instill hope in you. They are going to paint the worst case scenario. They are going to make aware of everything because they don't want to get your hopes up. That's exactly what you need to do, is get people's hopes up. You need to get them to believing that, praise God, I can overcome this thing. And yet it seems like that the medical profession, the lawyer profession, the financial realm, everybody is just trying to get you to look at the worst case scenario, expect the worst. We feel that that's wisdom. And I tell you what, we need some hope today. And people are afraid to encourage you because it might not work and then you'd be disappointed. Well, you get over it. We don't want competition in school anymore because somebody might not feel like that they're as good as somebody else. Well, you aren't. Amen. And it'd help you to realize that, hey, I got to try harder because I'm not talented in this area. And it'd make you, competition is good. But, you know, we're so afraid that somebody's going to feel bad and have a little bit of low self-esteem. Man, just pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up. Amen. You know what? You need to go to believing for something more. And I tell you, if you are a typical American Christian, you are so plugged into this society and into this world, you are not plugged into God as well as the average Christian prior to us have been. We are being inundated with the sewage of this world coming into our house. We pay big bucks to have it come in. And you watch all of this stuff and it influences us, and we kind of just take an average and we're about like everybody else. But we aren't looking at God's standard and what God wants us to be. What does God say about you? Are you really shooting for God's best? Before I can teach you how to receive God's best, I got to make you dissatisfied with second best. I got to make you dissatisfied with being mediocre. And I'm not trying to condemn you, but I am trying to motivate you. And I tell you, most people are not shooting for God's best. We have dumbed down the gospel so that it's just, you know, is so watered down. It's just a matter of get saved so that you won't go to hell, but instead you go to heaven. And then most people aren't walking in victory. There's many people, if you were arrested for being a Christian, there wouldn't be enough evidence to convict you. You're as sick as your neighbor. You know, I was at a meeting in South Africa and I had somebody write in and say they were appalled because out of that group, I bet you 90% of the people were sick. 90% of the people were struggling. And they said, I go to all kinds of things and I never see as many sick people anywhere as in the church. What's wrong with the church? Now, am I saying that it's wrong to be sick? No, but I am saying that, you know what? Christians ought to be walking in the supernatural power of God. We ought to be seeing the miraculous power of God. And yet I can guarantee you, Christians are about as sick as their unsaved neighbor. There are many of you that if the flu season comes around, if the hay fever comes around, you're as sick as the neighbor next to you that doesn't even know Jesus. And some of you, oh, well, I've had it all of my life. I'm not trying to condemn you. I'm just saying, you know what? You have settled for second best. That is not God's will. You ought to be walking in divine health. You ought to be walking in prosperity. When other people are stressed out and fearful, when the terrorist attacks happened, did you know that there's a lot of Christians that said, I can't fly. You are absolutely petrified of flying anymore. Just like people that didn't know God. There are some of you that have phobias about flying, phobias about height. Some of you are thinking, man, you quit preaching and you're meddling. There's some of you that are afraid to get out at night and there's no difference between you and a person that doesn't even know the Lord. There ought to be a difference. And I'm saying most Christians really aren't shooting for God's best. Really, most Christians allow sickness, poverty, oppression, discouragement to just kind of simmer in their life. They put up with all kinds of sicknesses. As long as it's not life-threatening, as long as it's just an inconvenience, but it's not a major thing, then we put up with it and we just embrace it and allow this. And then when the doctor says it's beyond his ability and you're going to die, then we get serious and we go to God and try and get healed. But you've been letting these seeds of sickness grow in your life constantly, and people can't make a distinction. Well, I take a pill for my headache. I'm not against taking pills. I just take the gospel. Amen. I'm not saying that God hates you if you take a pill. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying, but I am saying that, you know, if you aren't faithful in that which is little, you won't be faithful in that which is much. When are you going to start exercising your faith and believing God? Are you going to wait until it's incurable and the doctor says you're going to die and then you're going to whip out these muscles that you haven't used in 20 years and try and over-exercise them and overcome? I mean, when are you going to start believing God? Well, it's just a headache. I can get over it in 30 minutes if I take a pill. But you know, it might take you a day to stand and believe God, but at least you're building your strength and exercising. And then when you see God come through, you're a little bit stronger. Next time you'll be able to deal with the cold, and the next time you'll be able to deal with the flu. Next time you'll be able to deal with a fever blister or a pain. And pretty soon, before you know it, you're able to heal cancer and walk and see the dead raised. But there's a lot of people, well, it's just so much easier. I mean, I would have to miss as the stomach turns on the television and be in there praying. God forbid that I have to get into the Word and study or do something like that. I mean, man, I got my sports to watch. I got so many other more important things than the Word of God to do. Amen. In a sense, I'm preaching to the choir because you're the ones that came out in Houston traffic on Thursday night. You're the fanatics. And so you're probably more motivated than the average person. But I'm just telling you that, you know, one of the reasons that you haven't seen this peace that God has planned for you and expected in come to pass is because we hadn't sought with all of our heart. We just pray and say, God, I've got 5 minutes before my favorite, adultery and fornication show comes on, and I've got 5 minutes, and if you can change my life, here I am. I'll give you 5 minutes. That's not seeking with all of your heart. Don't preach me, shout me down because I'm preaching good. You know, let me take just a couple of examples. Turn over here to Romans chapter 13. And again, let me preface what I'm saying. I am not trying to condemn anybody. And nobody gets into God's best all at once. There are steps and stages, and we're moving that direction. Some of the things I'm going to talk about, I hadn't arrived in this area, but I've left. I'm moving in that direction. Don't take what I'm saying as God's mad at you or angry. God loves us in spite of who we are, not because of who we are. God's not mad, but I am trying to say that God has more for us than what most of us are experiencing, and God has more for us than what most of us are even desiring. We aren't even desiring God's best. We have been raised in an ungodly system. And some of you, well, no, this is the Bible Belt. This is the belt buckle on the Bible Belt. You'd be surprised if you could see things from God. When we stand before the Lord, we're going to be shocked. Saying, you mean I didn't have to put up with this? I had this power on the inside of me. Romans 8, I think either 17 or 18 says that the sufferings of this present world are not even worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Not to us, but in us. When we stand before the Lord and we know all things, even as also we're known, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, then all of a sudden we're going to look and say, you mean I had the same power that raised Christ from the dead? Living on the inside? I thought it was out there and the demons were blocking it and I had to pray through it. No, it was on the inside of you the entire time. And you mean I had raising from the dead power on the inside, and I suffered with pain my whole life. I suffered with poverty. I went around depressed and discouraged when the whole time Galatians 5:22 says I have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance living on the inside of me. I was asking God to give me joy when the whole time I had joy on the inside and I didn't know how to release it. We're going to stand before God and we're going to be just devastated. I think this is why it says He's going to wipe tears away from our eyes.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to receive God's best. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1072 for CD or R3215D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK162 titled, Don't Settle for Less, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to check out our Charis Bible College online. This is a brand new ministry that we just started at the first of this year, and we now have classes where you can actually get some of the benefits of actually being in a class because you have the interaction of your other students, you have monitors, facilitators that will interact with you, and you have a classroom type setting where you do have to keep pace with the class, but you can do it at any time during the day through the convenience of your home. It's a great way to get the Word of God in your heart. So we are bringing our Bible college to you. Now you have no excuse. Check it out. We have a thing on our website, awmi.net, or you can call 719-635-1111.